So I think this might be our last Orchel Sadikim share of the summer. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to do something on Sunday. We'll see. But a reminder, on Sunday we're going to have a Kashrus Q&A with Rabbi Moshe David Leibovitz for Mincha, so it's going to be early in the day. And come up with good questions, you know. So let's begin. We're up to the paragraph that begins Hakas Mevi Lid Adam Lide Machlokas. Yeah, so the Orchos Tzedikim tells us that when a person gets angry, it leads him to Machlokas. Kshu Kois Im Chaveirav Yerivu Imo V'Hu Imahem. When a person gets angry with his friends, so he's going to end up fighting with them. Ukshesh Machlokas Yesh Kinevesina. And if there's machlokas, then there's always a certain sense of hatred, a certain sense of jealousy. Machlokas is not good for anyone. Rabbi Marcus has some, I'm not remembering the story now, but some incredible story about the necessity of avoiding machlokas at all costs, and how machlokas is just such a dangerous thing to be involved in. And we just saw, you don't have to look to Rabbi Marcus, you have the Chumash. Right, Korach v'Adaso. When a person has machlokas, most often it's machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim. There are very few and far between outside of the Beis Medrash. You have few and far between machlokas that are l'shem shemayim. In the Beis Medrash, you have all the time. Right, in the Beis Medrash, you could have people really going at each other. I was reading Rav Shmuel Rezavsky's biography. Very interesting, called the Rosh Yeshiva. So I'm trying to read a little bit of it here and there. So it said that he was Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, Shmuel. So he learned in Grodno. He's a Talmud of Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Shmuel was learning with his brother in one of the yeshivas that he was learning in as a bachur, and they were going at it like they were like ready to kill each other. And someone heard the screaming and thought like there was like going to be violence, and came running into the Beis Medrash, and all the other bachur were like standing there watching it, smiling. And this guy was coming in and about to break it up, and they said, no, you have no idea. They love each other a lot more than you love anybody in your life. Meaning this is an extreme expression of ahava. That's what happens when there's a machlokas l'shem shemayim, and it's a machlokas in learning. That's where if you ever had the privilege of seeing old Litvisha Rashi Yeshiva, you know, talk and learning with Rischa D'Oraisa, with a certain fire of Torah, it's something really to behold. You understand the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Esvei B'Sufa, the Gemara says that Ravu Talmido, Avu Beno, that are engaged in Talmud Torah, they're Ka'ovim Zemzem, they're like enemies with each other, but when they get up, they're Ohavim Zelazem, they love each other. Rav Shachter used to tell the story, probably still does tell the story of the fellow, the non-Jewish person who was traveling with the Mir Yeshiva as they were going to Shanghai. He was on the same train as the Mir Yeshiva. So it used to be Gemaras were printed only in giant tomes. You know, it wasn't like these smaller. So this guy wrote memoirs, and they found these memoirs where the guy was describing what he was watching. And he said, there are these young men on this train. They take out their giant books, and then they scream and yell at each other, and they're ready to kill each other. And then they close the giant books, and they're friends again. I'm trying to figure out what this is about. Right? That's machlokas l'shem shemayim. But those are few and far between outside of the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash, again, all the time. Outside of the Beis Medrash, machlokas is a very, very big mazik to a person's life. And the Orchos Tzedikim says, Kasher Yisbar B'Shar Machlokas. Like I explained in the Shar Machlokas. Hakas Monea Lev Ha'adam Mikol HaTovos. Kas will prevent you from experiencing good. There are a lot of good things that could really enrich your life, that by you becoming angry all the time, by us becoming angry all the time, we'll be hurting ourselves. We will not allow ourselves to experience those good things. Why? How so? Ki Kasha Adam Koes. When a person gets angry, he's not going to be able to have a sense of rachmanus for aniyim. His anger takes over, so he's not going to be able to look at another person and think of things from their perspective, and therefore have proper rachmanus. That's what rachmanus is. Right? Rachmanus is to be able to think of things from the other person's perspective, so that you can empathize with them. Right? Not just sympathy, but to really feel that you understand what they're going through. A balkas is a balgaiva. So a balkas is so stuck in his own head that he can't see things from someone else's perspective. Right? That's the difference between mitzvos ben adam lechavero and mitzvos ben adam la'atzmo. Ben adam lechavero usually a maisa. You give tzedakah. You do something. Right? But ben adam la'atzmo is to be a good person, to feel a sense of empathy. So it's not about that you can't give tzedakah if you're angry. You can. You could throw a $100 bill at the guy, say, have a nice day. But you can't have that sense of rachmanus if you're angry. Uba Hashem Yisparach Ne'amar, when it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Berogez Rachim Tizkar. It's a pasuk from Habakkuk, which obviously Habakkuk copied from Rabbi David Bashefkin. That was the title of his book, Berogez Rachim Tizkar. So what's Berogez Rachim Tizkar? That in his anger he remembers his rachmanus. That even in his anger there's a sense of rachmanus. That's unique to Hashem. We don't have that. A gilu bira'ada, we do have. We sometimes are able to mix certain emotions. We have that experience sometimes with people that we revere greatly. So like Rabbi Razman was saying, when he sees Rabbi Willig, it's tremendous love for our rebbeim, but at the same time, you know, he's such a bal madrega that there's a certain... A certain tension or a certain ra'ada, a certain trembling. So that we do have, but to feel a sense of anger and at the same time a sense of rachmanus, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do that. Hakas mevatel kavanas levadam betvila. Anger makes it difficult for a person to daven or to focus properly when he's davening, because again he can't think of anything else when he's angry. It just dominates the mind. And kavanah b'tefillah is difficult enough without being angry. When you don't have other things necessarily to think about, it's very often difficult to really focus. It's worthwhile figuring out strategies of how to better focus in tefillah, especially in a world where our attention is always being, you know, taken away here, there. Like we never focus on anything for more than 10 seconds. And Shmona Esrei, sof kol sof, you know, takes a few minutes. So it should be a few minutes of direct concentration. Where did I see someone, Rav Saraya Dublitsky, you know, when he talks about the idea of not being matriach on the tzibur, and when you, if you're a Rav, let's say, and they're waiting for you to finish Shmon Esrei, so you shouldn't daven a long Shmon Esrei, the poskim all right, because of tircha de tzibura, to daven a long Shmon Esrei, they're waiting for you. Or if you're davening a minyan mitzumtzum of 10 people, and the people are going to wait till they have, you know, 9 people to answer Chazar Shas, because they don't want Karav Lios of Bracha Levatala of the Shliach Tzibur. They want it to be done properly. So you shouldn't daven long Shmon Esrei. So some will use that statement of all the poskim and say, oh, okay, so you should, that's a raya that you should daven like your typical local, matzah minyan on a Tuesday morning. No. Saraya Dublitsky writes, you should keep your Shmon Esrei to 9 minutes if there are people waiting for you. It should be very short, just 9 minutes. So that's half of Shachris. That's two minchas. So that's hard to So it's a part of it is the definition. So Runes Kavan Betzil Vein Shchina Shorim Mitoch Kas. Shchina is not going to be there Mitoch Kas. Hakasa No Yia Chacham Gadol. A person who gets angry is not going to be a great chacham. Ki akas mavriach milibo chachmaso. Kas will take away his chachma. Shalu yucha lanos kogen v'lo yochiach kogen v'kol dvar v'lo b'haskil. I think this is very interesting. Why won't a bal kas be a chacham? What does intellect have to do with anger? Chacham is not only about intellect. There are a lot of people that are gifted with raw intellect, you know, from birth, but the brain, we have to realize, is like any other muscle of the body. There are people that are gifted as, you know, just these strong people, and but then they don't do any exercise and they just really love chocolate, you know, and they end up, you know, turning into not such strong people and not such fit people. The brain is like any other muscle. It has to be worked out. It has to be expanded and exercised. And yes, there are people that have an ability to become bodybuilders, so to speak, and people that don't have that capacity within them, but everyone could be way brighter than the average person because the brain can be worked out. How is the brain worked out? By being challenged, by answering, by thinking about things. When someone else challenges you to actually listen to what they're saying and think about, does my position make any sense? How would I defend it? That's how brain grows.
Can you also say that just like an imbalance between intellect and emotion, that if you rely too heavily on emotion, you're not going to have any intellect, you're not even going to be able to think for yourself?
That's true as well. I mean, that's also a good point, that if a person just becomes, everything is about emotion, so then he's not going to be able to think clearly. I don't think that's the point that he's making, because he talks about, oh, maybe he's saying both. Yeah, maybe he's saying that. That's what he's saying. I understood it as, if you're not going to debate anyone, you're not going to be bright. And if someone points out something that you did wrong, no way you're going to listen. A person who's a balkas doesn't want to hear musr, doesn't want to hear tachacha. Ki ein adam rashai legalos lo ta'iyosav v'darkaf ha'mechuaros. No one is allowed to say anything that you did wrong, because ki kol adam yefached bimenu lahagdlo inyanav. Because everyone's terrified. They don't want you to bite their head off, so they'll just let it go. Why should they correct you? And, you know, the Gemara says that I think we mentioned this last week, that a chacham appreciates musr. A chacham is excited. You give him musr and he says, thank you. I so appreciate that you told me what I did or how I could do something better. But a balkas, a fool, is not interested in musr. Ki hu yir gazalav. He doesn't get angry at anyone who ever tries to correct him. And even if someone is mochiach him, even if someone does build up the courage, says no one's going to want to, but even if someone does build up the courage to actually confront him and give him a little bit of tochacha, he's not going to be able to accept it, because he's just going to be so enraged that someone didn't see him as perfect as he would like to see himself. Okay, so we'll stop there. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.